What's up, everybody? Again, welcome to a new year. This is 2020. I hope everybody's had a good day so far. Like I said, you can check out my trailer, or I think it's going to be playing at the beginning of the video. I'm not sure. Either way, I'm going to start 2020 off pretty much focusing on my podcast pretty heavily. This podcast is, of course, called the Afro Podcast. And honestly, it's just going to be what's in my mind, what I have. I'm going to react to a bunch of different things in the entertainment world, as well as just, like I said, what's in my head. And I'm going to start this off real smooth. What's in my head now is how sexy Nia Jax is to me. I'm not trying to sound, you know, sexist or anything like that, because I respect women a whole lot, a million times over. This is just me saying I believe Nia Jax is one of the prettiest women I've ever seen in my life. And honestly, I would love the opportunity to take her out on one date and just get to know her. That's just being honest. And that's what's in my head right now. I was watching some old WWE matches, and, you know, shout out to WWE for bringing back good matches, because for a while it was stale, and for a while it was just repeated matches, people doing the same moves, and you know what's going to happen. But thanks to NXT and what they've been accomplishing and what they've been doing, it's been beautiful. And I happened to watch a couple of Nia Jax's old, you know, wrestling clips, and I was like, wow, she's actually really good, and she moves pretty well. And so I started to kind of look her up. I said, I'm interested in her. I really am. And found out a lot. Like, I didn't know she played basketball, and she was actually pretty good. Like, she gets buckets. That's the crazy part. And I don't know. You know how you just kind of just start, you know, researching, and then you just get kind of caught up like, dang, she actually seems pretty cool. So, yeah, that's where my head is right now. That's what's in my head right now. I actually like Nia Jax. And I, like I said, and Nia, if you ever actually listen to this, please do me a favor. Send me a message here. I would love to take you out on a date. Just one date. If you don't like it, hey, at least I tried. Like, right now, this is Afro shooting his shot at Nia Jax. Please, if anyone hears this, know Nia Jax, say, hey, this guy wants to talk to you. He wants to take you on a date. He wants to actually get to know you. That's what he wants to do, because that is what I want to do. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's just something random. Like I said, that's how my podcasts are going to go from here on out. Like I said, I'm going to be covering different things. Definitely going to be entertaining. Definitely going to give opportunities for people to message me about what they think I should cover, what they think I should do, anything. I am up for anything in the world. But this is the first installment of the new way that I'm doing this. So please let me know what you think, because like I said, this is pretty much just me coming off the top of my head. Nothing written down. Everything is just free out the head, going straight into it. So let me know what y'all think. Please like, please continue to listen, and I'll be back definitely more often, because if you can see in my profile, the videos kind of came once, every 5 months. That's not what I want to do. That's not me. So I will focus heavy on it this time, and I'm going to go straight into it. But for now, this video here is solely on Afro getting a date with Nia Jax. Like, I'm serious about that. Like, I would love to take her to Wizard Kelly's Three Flavors for Ice Cream. You know? I'm sorry. That's a Proud Family joke, in case no one ever seen the Proud Family. If you haven't, I'm shocked. One of the best shows of all time, Disney, of course. But, yeah, Nia Jax, if you are listening again, I think you're beautiful. You seem like a very nice woman. And I would love the opportunity to take you out on a nice evening, dinner. Definitely something, you know, not the ordinary. Maybe dinner, go to an escape room, or go to play mini golf, or go just to a shooting range, anything. I honestly, truly want to get to know her. And if you are involved with someone, I mean, no disrespect. I'm just taking my shot. But like I said, if you are involved, no disrespect, and I do apologize for overstepping. But if you're not involved, here and now, Afro would love to take you on a date. So I'm going to end it right there. So y'all, please, if y'all know her, tell her, hey, a nice guy wants to meet her. But until next time, this is your boy Afro, and I am signing off here. And I'm going to come back with more and more and more and more videos, y'all. Please stay tuned. We're going to do it big this year. Yo.